I have to admit, I was caught off guard yesterday on my Facebook when I saw Kennedy post Me Too, following up with this social media campaign that is out there for women, just women letting other women know that you're not alone. And that what's going on in the news with Harvey Weinstein and men of power abusing women as they're trying to move up in their careers or whatever point they're at in their life. And I mean, I know the story. I was there. I lived through it. If you would like to share that, you can. If you don't want to, I completely understand.
No, I do. So it was not here, but we were at an event, a charity event at night. The radio station was sponsoring, and the guy who owned the company was there. And, you know, hanging out, having some drinks, dancing around, you know, doing the things you do at these events. And then he said, I was getting ready to leave, and he goes, well, I'll walk you out because I'm parked by you. So I was parked kind of around the back, so it was very dark back there. And as we walk back, I sort of unlock my car door, I open up the door, and he's like right behind me. And I turned around and I was like, what? And he leaned in to try and kiss me, like hard. And I was, I literally did not know what to say or do or act because I was so shocked that this was happening. That someone, you know, who is my supervisor or my whatever would even try and do something like this. And then what am I supposed to do now? It wasn't much bigger than me. I wasn't scared. But at the same time, I had no idea what to say. So I just kind of tried to laugh it off and like gave him a hug to make him not feel awkward. And then was like, okay, see you tomorrow. Bye. And then I remember driving home. And it sort of hit me what had happened. And, you know, I can't say anything. The guy was really big in this town. I mean, he would fire me in a minute. He could fire me for any reason. And if I'd have brought that up. But there were security cameras there, I remember, because I was thinking to myself, I could own this company. But I'll never say anything. And I really, you know, I kind of played it off as a joke from then on out. But after, you know, yesterday and people sharing their stories, I was taken aback by how I took it upon myself to make him feel better for what he had done or tried to do to
me. Tried to make him feel comfortable with his horrible behavior.
Yep. Yeah. I think as men, we have to have days like, you know, yesterday and today and in the future where we see this. Because I saw my girlfriend. My girlfriend wrote Me Too, and she wrote a Facebook post about it. Erin O'Malley
she did.
Wrote a Facebook post about it. I mean, the scope of the amount of women that this has been happening to and that we don't realize. We as men, Carson and I, Mike, Dan, we just don't realize this.
I can remember with my mother. My mother worked in a male-dominated industry. And she was just always hitting this point in her career where there was some general sales manager, some VP, who was always trying to take her out for drinks so that she could move up.
It's a game I always played, Carson.
Right, and she refused to
always.
Do it.
You
and she says she lost jobs and money because of it. Franzia, what did you want to say?
Something along those similar lines that we've all been talking about lately happened to me, and I literally can't explain it or talk about it on the radio because it's so offensive and so vulgar, and there's really no way to put it without, I think, upsetting a lot of people. So I just wanted to say Me Too.
All right, I'm going to grab some calls again. You don't have to say names or anything like that, if whatever it is. Hello, Mix.
Hello.
Hi, you're on right now.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I'm not going to say my name. I am going to say Me Too, and just that when I was 19, something was stolen from me that I can never get back.
Well, thank you for calling in and saying that.
You're very brave.
It means a lot to people that are listening that might not be able to do what you just did. Hello, Mix. You're on the air right now.
Hi. I don't want to say my name, but I just wanted to say Me Too. I was 16. And I worked with two guys, 8 years and 15 years older than me. And both of them were just very aggressive and forward.
Well, I'm sorry you had to go through that, but thank you for calling.
Mix, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
So I wanted to say Me Too. And unfortunately, I feel like there are so many stories I could tell that I don't know even where to begin. So.
All right. Well,
thank
you for calling in.
That's the sad state, that there's so many stories, like multiple stories. It's not just one person or one instance. It's I could give you 10.
Hi. You're on the air. Good morning.
Hi. I also would rather not say my name, but I do want to say Me Too. And kind of along the lines of the same last caller, it's a hard realization when you don't know which story is the one that, you know, stands out the most. But
all right.
I know that I was attacked by a coworker, and the worst part about it is the victim shaming as well.
Yeah.
That, you know, when you feel like there's no one that you can talk to about it.
Yeah, because you must have done something wrong. What were you wearing? What were you doing?
Yeah. Oh, you were having
Why
drinks.
Didn't you just play alone?
Oh, yeah.
No, yep.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling
Thank
in.
You.
We appreciate that. Mix 104.1, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to say, me too. And, you know, my experience was I was in a grocery store and I was shopping and some guy just came over and just touched me very inappropriately. And thankfully I acted fast enough and told store personnel. He ended up being arrested, and it ended up being that this guy was in the same grocery store doing this to every woman that he could get his hands on for a couple of weeks, and nobody acted fast enough. So I'm glad that he finally was taken care of, but it's just disgusting that people think that they can just do anything to a woman who is by herself, even if she's just grocery shopping for her family.
Wow. Mm. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling. We appreciate that. Mix 104.1, hello, you're on the air.
Hi, me too. And I just wanted to say I was working, and a manager wanted me to remeasure some aisles and wanted to show me what 6 feet was, the distance between the edges of the aisles. I turned him into human resource. 3 weeks later, I got let go, tried to open up an unemployment claim, and human resource denied me ever coming in and making that complaint.
Wow.
Man, so. I'm so sorry.
Thank you for calling
thank
in.
You.
Yeah, thank you for calling in. Mix 104.1, hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. My name is Janine. I'm from Tingsboro. As a child, I was sexually molested. I won't give details. I'm happy to say that, or sad to say, that another one of his victims, still within the statute of limitations, was mm-hmm. able to finally, 47 years later, he went to prison this year.
Wow.
And I do remember clearly in gym class back in high school, them saying, if you're ever raped, just lay back and enjoy it, let it happen.
Yeah, I understand that. I don't want to get too graphic.
I stood up in my class and said, no. And they were like, oh, no, no, that will be better for you. And I was like, I don't care what you're saying, lady. That's
all right, well,
not what's going to happen.
Thank you, Janine. We appreciate you calling in. It's tough. I know it's very difficult to hear, and I apologize if it gets a little graphic at times, but I think it's important. That's why I wanted to do this. You know, I want you to understand that we hear what you're saying and that we know that it's out there mm-hmm. and that, you
and
know.
And it's not acceptable and right. It's not okay, mm-hmm. but you are okay.
It's Carson Kennedy on Mix 104.1.